Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. The weather maps showed a cold front pushing east through the region yesterday, but thermometers seemed confused as the passing of the front brought considerably warmer temperatures. Actually, weather fronts during our warm weather months often delineate changes in humidity levels as much as they do temperatures. Along those lines, the drier air that arrived yesterday increased the sunshine, so that gets credit for the 60s and 70s yesterday afternoon, but that same area of high pressure has brought us a clear, cool night, temperatures dropping to the 40s, even some 30s in the usual colder mountain valleys, a hint of frost in some of the cold spots. Some limited ribbons of fog also form, but the air is quite dry. That'll burn off quite easily this morning, making way for the strengthening May sun, lifting afternoon readings into the 60s to near 70 north, low to mid-70s south, likely the warmest day we'll see for a while. This high continues to weaken and drift to the northeast tonight and tomorrow, and that sets the stage for another misnomer in terms of weather fronts. A warm front approaches late tonight and Wednesday. However, the clouds and showers that it generates will suppress the temperatures on Wednesday, limiting highs tomorrow to the upper 50s and low 60s. There will be a few mid and upper 60s across southwest Vermont and the Berkshires. This represents the leading piece in a series of disturbances generated by the menacing storm in the Great Plains. The severe weather, fortunately, will not reach us here, though we can't rule out some thunderstorm activity tomorrow afternoon, especially in southern sections. Once this first impulse slides to the east tomorrow night, the showers or isolated storms should taper off Wednesday night into early Thursday. That gives way to the next system, forecast to track northeast on Thursday, leading to a rising chance of showers from southwest to northeast during the day Thursday, followed by another episode of rain and showers on Friday. Even chillier air becomes involved, in part because of the lack of sunshine starting tomorrow, but also the core of some very cold air in the upper atmosphere will burrow its way lower into the atmosphere by the end of the week. Cold rain, even some mountaintop snow, leaves much to be desired for outdoor plans late in this week and at least into the first part of the weekend. But in the short term, the forecast calls for a delightful day today, any early patches of fog burning off to sunshine. Highs 60s to near 70 north, low to mid-70s south, a fresh northwest breeze around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear early, then increasing clouds, showers developing mostly west and south of I-89 after midnight, lows in the 40s to near 50, cooler near 40 northeast. Wednesday, morning rain and showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm south, a few breaks of afternoon sun south, and scattered localized afternoon showers or thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 50s to low 60s, some upper 60s southwest, light winds becoming east to southeast near 10 miles per hour, gusting to 20 in the afternoon. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.